We're off to America, Duncan McKenzie McCarr. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, going very well, mate. The NFL is on over there at the moment. A couple of big games.
Yeah, a couple of huge games here, Laurie. The first one, the Redskins at home to the Falcons as we speak. Well, coming into this game, Washington was 5 wins and 2 losses, Laurie, and the Falcons 3-4 in real need of a win this afternoon. And Matt Ryan, well, he's putting Atlanta in a good position at the moment. A short time ago, the Falcons were leading that one at 28-7. There's another massive divisional matchup going on in the AFC North as we speak as well. The Pittsburgh Steelers up against the Baltimore Ravens. Right now, the Steelers are getting it done on the road. They lead 20-13. Just in some other games here, Laurie, the Vikings beating the Lions 17-6. That one's into the final quarter. The Jets are currently playing the Miami Dolphins, and the Dolphins are winning that 6-3. The Buffalo Bills, well, the Bills quarterback here, Peterman, is having an absolute shocker here. He's been throwing in interceptions, and they're currently down to the Chicago Bears, 31-3. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are trailing the Carolina Panthers, 35-14 in the third quarter of their clash.
Mate, what's going with, not going on, but this young Patrick Mahomes. Now, we've spoken to Dick Fain about him. He's really boosting his chances in terms of winning the MVP this year because his performances so far have been outstanding.
Yeah, I know, Laurie. It's a funny one, isn't it? Because I seem to be talking about Patrick Mahomes every single week with you guys, but he's just one of these guys who just keeps taking his game to a whole new level each and every week. I mean, it's probably a race in two at the moment as to who's winning the MVP in Todd Gurley from the LA Rams and, of course, Mahomes, who's effectively only in his second season. But, yeah, he certainly is. I mean, he's had 3 touchdown passes. Today, just bring up that game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, 3 touchdown passes. He's on 19 of 25 completion, 325 yards as we speak. And the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, he's really been leading them from the front. There are 7 wins and 1 loss. They're about to get their 8th win against the Browns. And, of course, the other star young quarterback is playing in that game as well in Baker Mayfield. Of course, he was the number one pick in this year's NFL draft. So, yeah, Mahomes, he's certainly getting the attention of the league. There's no doubt about that.
Now, these are two big names. You don't have to be NFL fans to know a bloke called Tom Brady and another bloke called Aaron Rodgers, mate, and they clash later on today.
Yeah, TK, this is going to be an absolutely massive. Yeah. What a great game to watch this will be. I mean, Brady, a 5-time Super Bowl champion, a 4-time Super Bowl MVP, 3-time league MVP, and he's going up against Rodgers, who is a Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, and a 2-time league MVP. So, arguably the two greatest quarterbacks of the modern era going head-to-head. They've played 33 combined seasons here, TK, but they've actually only met once before because, of course, the Pats play in the AFC and, of course, the Packers play in the NFC. And, well, if you're looking at sort of all-time passer rating, well, Rodgers is actually ranked first in all-time of all-time passer rating. Brady is ranked third. It's a big game here because the Patriots are 6-2 and arguably the best team in the AFC. And they're up against the Packers who have been really up and down this season. They're 3 wins, 3 losses and a tie. And I'll tell you what, Rodgers would have been absolutely filthy last week. He could have had the chance to win the game for the Green Bay Packers against the LA Rams in LA, which would have snapped the Rams' winning streak. But obviously there was that crucial fumble in the final minute. So, yeah, Rodgers was very, very disappointed about that. But hopefully he can get a win here this afternoon.
In the NBA, there's no bigger club than the LA Lakers, and of course, LeBron James is playing for the Lakers. But what's happening there between the owner and the coach? Is there a bit of a rift going on?
Yeah, Laurie, well, ESPN reported last week there was a real tense meeting between Lakers great part-time owner Magic Johnson and Lakers head coach Luke Walton. I mean, it was behind closed doors. There was not a lot that's come out of it about what was said and what the details were, but there's no doubt it was about LA's slow start to the season. Of course, all the pressure and expectations surrounding LeBron James' arrival. And it seems like the pep talk from Magic might have worked because the Lakers have won their last two since that meeting and had their most impressive win of the season last night. I mean, they beat the Blazers 114-110. LeBron scored 10 of his 28 points in the final quarter. He had a really key block around with about a minute to go, which kind of iced the game as well. And the Lakers have now improved to 4 wins and 5 losses on the season. So who knows? Maybe a bit of a rev up might have worked for Luke Walton and the Lakers.
Mate, I don't know how keen you are, actually, Duncan, on your racing. I'm just wondering in the general, you know, how big racing is in this country, particularly our carnival, where we're broadcasting live from Flemington currently for the week, which is terrific. The Melbourne Cup tomorrow. We say the race that stops the nation and maybe even the world now, but Enable actually won the Breeders' Cup over there in the US at Churchill Downs. Does it sort of make any cut-through news of you know, the general sport over there?
Yeah, it's a good question, TK. I mean, it certainly does. There's no doubt about it. The Kentucky Derby is the race that everyone kind of stops and watches if they get the chance. But the Breeders certainly was. I mean, I know certainly a few of my friends were watching it, and a few of my right. Aussie mates who are currently living in New York as well were watching the Breeders. Look, it doesn't probably get as much cut through as what it maybe deserves, but it certainly does have a bit of a following, yeah, no doubt.
Well, we saw an unbelievable performance. Some people are saying if Frankie can win it, must be one hell of a horse, that Enable. Duncan, just a quick one, mate. Golden State, they've been a little bit up and down, but they're still the team to beat, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are, TK. I mean, they're 9 wins and 1 loss through 10 games. They've won their last 7 games, and they beat Minnesota pretty comfortably on the weekend. I mean, Steph Curry, he's arguably leading the MVP race. I mean, he's averaging 32.5 points per game and 6 assists, and he's really shooting the lights out at the moment. The team that's really surprising everyone at the moment, TK, is Denver Nuggets. I mean, they're up to 2nd in the West. They're 8 wins from 9 games and have won their last 4. Yesterday, they beat Joe Ingles and the Jazz, and Joe had a bit of a shocker. I think he was 1 from 5 from the field, and after starting the season pretty well, Joe's kind of lost his range a little bit on the floor. We'll have to keep tabs on that. But yeah, the Nuggets, I mean, this is a team that missed the playoffs last year, and all of a sudden they're showing themselves to be the real surprise package. Over in the East, though, Kawhi Leonard, the Raptors, I mean, they topped the East at 8-1, and then you've got the Milwaukee Bucks at 7-1 with Matthew Dellavedova and Thonmaker there, and of course the Indiana Pacers who upset Aaron Baines and the Celtics last night. So it's a very interesting sort of NBA season at the moment. I think a lot of teams are kind of feeling each other out and have to wait and see until we get to the business end of the season as to who the contenders really are.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And we wish the Aussies all the best over there in the NBA. Thanks for joining us this morning, Duncan.
Thanks, guys.